things in our lives, new toys. We like to have fun. We like pleasure. Many of us try to motivate ourselves when we get more sophisticated psychologically or spiritually. We motivate ourselves with, this will be good for the upliftment of humanity. This will bring down my higher self. Well, our little basic self, you know, it's kind of going, let's go have a pizza. You need to find ways to motivate yourself that work. When I was a gymnast, I trained for 4 to 4.5 hours every day, 6 days a week. I knew exactly where I was going to be, 3 p.m. every day. Sometimes I was so tired when I left the gym, I could barely walk up the stairs. Do you think I worked that hard because I knew someday it would help prepare me for the teaching work I was to do intuitively? I don't think so. You think maybe I did it because I knew it was constructive, good activity to do, to balance my life, that it was a form of spiritual practice? Nope. I could go on. I think you get the point. The reason I worked so hard was to try to develop this short body so I could attract girls. Now I admit it wasn't the highest motive, and it wasn't altogether successful either. But that's what got me going every day. My coach understood this. When I was a freshman at Berkeley, our coach knocked out one of the walls to the gym and put a window there, a large window, so co-eds walking to their classes would glance at us working out. And when they did that, we were always aware out of the corner of our eye who was looking in that window. And we lost all fear of death. It's amazing what a little motivation will do. So if you want to motivate yourself, don't just look for the higher motives, because that's lovely, but it doesn't grab the basic self. That's in the subconscious. That's what gives you your vital energy for life. You know how some of us are not night people and we just get sleepy early in the evening, but if a friend we haven't seen for 10 years comes by the house, we can be up late half the night talking with them, because our basic self, our subconscious, is giving us the energy to do that. Let's say you're going through law school or medical school or some other schooling. I mean, how many doctors, for example, in medical school or pre-doctors got up every morning and went, oh boy, I get to go to medical school today? Not too many. Same for any professional school. But if they can picture themselves a doctor, a physician, out there on the golf course. No. I meant in the hospital, saving someone's life, doing surgery, serving people. Of course, that can pull them like a beacon, like a magnet. You see, between us and our goals is not usually a red carpet. Have you noticed? More often it's a swamp. My oldest daughter, Holly, is going back to college. She's in college now. She has two sons. She's decided she really wants to better herself. I'm thrilled for her. But it's tough, you can imagine. Yet if there's something shining for you at the end on the other side of the swamp, it will pull you through that. You'll hardly notice it. There's a saying, problems are what happens when we take our eyes off the goal. When our eyes are on that goal, we're just going toward it. And there's just obstacles to step over on the way. So that's a key to motivation. Think about what's going to excite you, what is fun down the line, even if it's a vacation you're looking forward to. Vacations, by the way, are not luxuries. They are worth their weight in gold. You'll get more done at the end of the year if you take more vacations than if you didn't, because your subconscious will open up and deliver creativity and energy. You know how it is before you go on vacation, all the things you get done, tied up. So sure, motivation is useful. Motivation is like an umbrella if you're going out in the rain. If you're going to go out in the rain and you have an umbrella, might as well use it. But motivation is fickle. You can't always, and you're not going to always, feel motivated. How many of us want to affirm our worth and our power so we can develop the courage to generate the motivation, to find the inspiration, to create the persistence, to develop the commitment, to finally do whatever it is we need to do. Many of us, that's our method. And it's thankless and it's fruitless. That's why we don't get too many places sometimes. There's another way. There's a second way to reach your goals. And I like to quote them. Three words I first heard from Saint Nike. Just do it. It comes down to that. It always comes down to that, no matter what in daily life. One reviewer of Everyday Enlightenment said, Milman is too simplex in his approach. He's saying, just do it. And people who have addictions to drugs, he's saying, just stop. Without suggesting people go into a treatment program. Well, actually, I think that reviewer misunderstood what I was getting at. Because sometimes things are easy to do. You know, taking the kids to school. Not too tough. We may not feel like it, but we can do it. Sometimes what we need to do is very difficult. Stopping smoking. You know, tobacco is 4.5 times as addictive as heroin. Real challenge. Stopping alcohol abuse or drug abuse. Very difficult. I want to acknowledge that. But you know what? Difficult is not the same as impossible. Life is difficult. That's why we're here. It's like a climb up a mountain path. It is uphill. We overcome obstacles on the way. They fall in our path. Sometimes it's very difficult. We're climbing and clawing our way up. But you know what? The higher you climb, the better the view, because you see the bigger picture. More rewards. Yes, sometimes it's very difficult. Someone on substance abuse or dealing with that issue, whether they go to